You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about today. Five apps that are out there that could make your relationship stronger. Did you even realize that you would require your smartphone for your love life? I guess, there's one app called 69 Places. Then I guess there's a traffic light labeling, so to speak, that they want to do in cafeterias to help kids and reflect the nutritional quality of each product. Traffic light, right? Then I guess Jersey Shore's DJ Pauly D has a secret love child he conceived during a fling in Las Vegas. Well, you guys, I love that you guys come to Las Vegas, but honestly, can you do something else than just, I guess, make love children? All right. I mean, you know, come to Vegas for the gambling, for the shows, okay, for the other sorts of fun. But dang, love children definitely on the rise. Then we're going to talk about some fiber and how fiber foods could help fight breast cancer. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in the last hour, we were talking about how this TV show in the UK, this kind of like a medical Mythbusters called Health Freaks, I think that's what it's called, where some people claim you could use WD-40 on your joints. You could use certain home remedies, right, like duct tape on warts, etc. And then the doctors have to dispel the myths. There's a in the health section of Fox News today, they're talking about 10 surprising home remedies you already own. And these, you know, whenever I ask you guys, what is your go-to home remedy? Many of these things are already there, but it's kind of interesting, okay? Like antacids. Even though we use antacids for heartburn, some people use antacids for insect bite stings. So these Alka-Seltzers that have aspirin in it is obviously a little bit of an anesthetic. It helps ease the skin or the sting and the itch of insect bites. According to Dr. Howard Sobel, who's a physician in dermatology and dermatologic surgery at Beth Israel Medical Center, recommends making a paste with a crushed antacid tablet, a pinch of oatmeal and water, applying it to the skin. Then, I guess it kind of is similar to like calamine lotion, which has zinc oxide. All right. Apparently, these antacid apps, tablets provide quicker relief from pain and itching, without the dehydrating side effects of calamine. Pretty interesting, okay? Then mouthwash. Mouthwash, right, we use to freshen our breath, etc. But according to Dr. Edgar L. Chirar, it could actually help prevent athlete's foot. He says if you switch to an alcohol-free version, okay, they say don't throw away the old bottle. Use the alcohol mouthwash to keep your feet and toenails pristine. Apparently, soak a cotton ball with liquid and swab the bottoms of your feet and toes between every shower. The alcohol content of the older mouthwash will ward off fungal infections. Now, many of you have asked, should you go back to the alcohol mouthwash or the less alcohol? The alcohol-free mouthwashes, we think, are safer because alcohol has been proven to cause throat cancer. But alcohol in these mouthwashes, they really do a lot in terms of killing germs. That's what the alcohol does. Baking soda. Baking soda can also not only help tooth whitening, etc., and, you know, get rid of certain stains. A lot of these toothpastes have baking soda in it. It also calms irritated skin. It could help on a sunburn, minimize the itch, etc. Why? Because it's sodium bicarbonate. Sodium bicarbonate helps raise the pH of something acidic. That's according to Dr. Linda Franks. Then nasal spray. Okay, many of you use the over-the-counter nasal spray, which I don't like because it causes, vasoconstriction and people become kind of addicted to it. You really become reliant. Well, many of you have found that if you use the nasal spray, it could stop nosebleeds. Even though I recommend to stop the bleeding where I want you to tilt your head back and put some pressure, on it. If it gets really bad, call 911. I've had to give people transfusions from real bad nosebleeds. According to this one doctor, because there's oxymetazoline, which is a decongestant found, she says tilt your head forward. Clear out your nose by blowing out any clots. Even if the bleeding increases, inhale through your nose while spraying the oxymetazone into the affected nostril. Then pinch the soft part of your nose closed, maintaining pressure for 10 full minutes. If the bleeding hasn't stopped, continue pinching for another 10 minutes. I would say be very careful. I really don't want this stuff getting into your bloodstream, all right? I'm not a huge fan of that one. Witch hazel. Witch hazel that people use to treat acne can also shrink hemorrhoids. Witch hazel is an astringent. It's in many over-the-counter hemorrhoid wipes. Many of you don't realize that. Aloe vera. Even though we use aloe vera for burns, according to this, they say canker sores. Aloe vera can help prevent canker sores and heal them. Apparently, the aloe vera gel on the outside of most canker sores on the inside. Apparently, aloe vera gel appeared to help. Make sure it could go inside your mouth. Tea tree oil. Tea tree oil that treats skin infections can also get rid of dandruff, according to this one study. They found a 41% improvement in itching and greasiness of their scalp using the tea tree oil. Yogurt. Even though yogurt helps digestive health, they found it to prevent gum disease. People who consumed 55 grams of yogurt per day had less periodontal disease than other people that didn't. Periodontal disease, probably because rather than eating sugary stuff, they're eating yogurt. Extra virgin olive oil. They say extra virgin olive oil not only helps lower cholesterol, but could boost your vision. They say it helps prevent age-related macular degeneration. People who ate the most olive oil, or nearly seven tablespoons a week, are about half as likely to develop late age-related macular degeneration. And then dark chocolate. Not only do we know that dark chocolate can help reduce cardiovascular disease, but it can protect the skin from sun damage. All right? It helps protect the skin from the UV light because of the flavonoids, antioxidants, etc. As far as I'm concerned, I will bathe in chocolate. Sounds good to me. So as you can see, well, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show. Stay on board. We'll be back after a short break. 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 37, extension 130.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, there is a controversial type of treatment that I guess many women are doing. According to Fox News, it's called the V-Steam. And I guess it's a steam that's not given on the face. A V steam. It's supposed to provide similar benefits, rejuvenatory benefits for a woman's reproductive parts. It's offered at the Yenova Center in New York City. Apparently, it's supposed to help women suffer from a variety of gynecological issues, ranging from endometriosis to menstrual cramps and yeast infections. It cleanses and tones and nourishes, according to the clinical director at Yenova Center, Jill Blakeway, the vagina, the cervix, and the uterus. She calls it a detox for your human anatomy. She says that when used in conjunction with acupuncture and Chinese herbs, the treatment has even helped some women struggling with infertility. That's a huge claim. As well as those undergoing IVF treatments. The way the V-Steam sort of fits in is that it promotes blood circulation And good blood circulation to the uterus is good for implantation. It's also pH balancing, antimicrobial treatment, and infections and inflammations that are impediments to fertility. I don't know if I'm really for this. They aren't really going into detail. I guess you sit over a steamer. The massage therapist massages your neck and shoulders. So it's a very warm, cozy, relaxing treatment. The massage therapist chooses an assortment of herbs such as basil. Basil is supposed to be antimicrobial, or rosemary is supposed to be useful against yeast. You're supposed to have immediate relief after the steam. We were talking about PMS and PMS symptoms. We were talking about how now severe PMS is considered a mental disorder. All right. I think if you go through something like this, people may think you have a mental disorder. I wouldn't be worried about PMS diagnosing you with that. I mean, here's the thing. Okay. The one thing I've noticed is, and by the way, while you're in this steamer, I'm assuming you're naked. You're wrapped up in a blanket, so you have some privacy, and it keeps the steam from escaping. Now, we've talked about our orifices many times on this show, right? We talked about orifices. Sometimes I've even talked about my own. Your ears, your nose, your mouth. And these orifices do not necessarily need to be steamed or douched or washed out. We talk about the ears, for example. Your ears are supposed to have wax because every orifice has to have a cleansing mechanism. Okay, that's the way the body cleans out, and wax helps take out crap and helps keep the ears open and clean. Sometimes you could have too much wax, and we do need to clean it in the doctor's office, but regular wax is important. That's why we tell you not to Q-tip. People that Q-tip too much, they could sometimes get irritation along the canal, etc. Wax is soothing. Wax is lubricating. So we don't necessarily tell you to flush out your ears. Same thing with your nose. Yeah, if you start to get sinus backup, then yeah, we'll tell you to flush. But for the most part, your sinuses know how to handle this. Your mouth, it makes saliva, you swallow, you brush your teeth. Yeah, you kind of clean up and, you protect your teeth. But for the most part, you don't need to douche your mouth. Same thing when we talk about douche with the vagina, etc. Okay? Many times douching can cause problems. It could cause allergic reactions. It could cause shedding of certain cells and bacteria that protect you. All right? Sometimes the vagina is the way it is because it's supposed to be. But something like this from a placebo aspect, I could see why there could be a market for it. Remember, something wouldn't exist if there wouldn't be a market for it. And some women, okay, and I'm not saying this to help these guys out or to do a commercial, but if we're going to talk about female physiology, all right, some women have avoided contact down there for so long that it seems to become habitual. And so you'll have women that, let's say their sex drives are completely non-existent. And something like this may actually help their sex drive because they're having some sort of increase in circulation, some sort of activity in that area. We do know that certain areas of the body, if you don't use it, you lose it. Just like with the mind. Okay? If you don't really exercise that mind and work the mind and get the juices flowing, you seem to forget things. Now, it may not actually be real juices flowing, etc. But the same theory holds play for this. So somebody may, increase engorgement or something, and they may feel a little bit more amorous afterwards. Who knows? Maybe some of that circulation or the heat, etc., can help with PMS. We used to put a heating pad on our abdomens in high school for PMS, right? And that would make us feel better, the heat. Okay, a hot bath, etc. All right. I never liked the whole hot bath thing because, mom would come in and be look like you're in a pool of blood. It would freak her out, so we wouldn't want to do that. But we'd use the heating pads. So maybe something like this does have some sort of place in alternative medicine. I would be extremely cautious, all right, to avoid a gynecologist for certain gynecological issues that you may be having, like a bacterial infection, pelvic pain, etc., and do this instead. Same thing with fertility. Make sure you still are seeing a medical provider. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Sorry, go ahead. All right, fiber foods to help fight breast cancer. All right, so estrogen, we know, could be a factor in early growth and the development, right, of certain breast cancer, the breast cancers that are estrogen sensitive. Well, according to a study reported in the Journal of Clinical Oncology, a diet with 20 to 30 grams of fiber per day could be helpful in lowering estrogen levels. One theory is that fiber interferes with the absorption of estrogen in the blood, according to Fox News. Another theory is that people who eat more fiber consume less fat, and a diet that is high in fat is believed to increase the risk of developing breast cancer. So, are you getting enough fiber? According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's 2010 dietary guidelines, it recommends 25 grams of fiber per day for women, 38 grams daily for men. Most Americans, if they're lucky, they only get 15 grams of fiber. But it's very easy to introduce fiber into your food. So they give us some examples here. For breakfast, they say you can eat a high-fiber cereal. You can get 25 grams easy for high-fiber cereal. Throw some extra blueberries on top of that, 5 grams of fiber. Maybe switch your toast to whole wheat toast. Allows you to get some fiber, okay? And I know a lot of us don't do that for breakfast because we don't want to poop later in the day. But, I don't know, try to negotiate bathroom privileges at your job. Lunch. They say you could throw some black beans into your soup or fiber-rich lentils. Huh. Makes you want to skip lunch. But salad, throw some black beans. Again, it's going to give you gas, but they'll help you poop. Spinach, tomato, cucumber, onion. That'll also help with fiber. Maybe get a whole wheat bread sandwich rather than white bread. Make sure it's not refined whole wheat. Make sure it's something that's like whole grain. And then dinner. Okay, maybe add more squash and beans, baked potatoes, corn on the cob, rather than the white pasta and rice. That could help. And then popcorn. Popcorn has 4 grams of fiber. Apples, potatoes for snack, you could use those. All right, and then, of course, if you could throw some flax seeds into your smoothie, you could increase fiber that way. But please don't underestimate the power of fiber and how to get it into your system. And, you know, I make jokes a lot about pooping and the gas, but this is something that is very real, okay? Many of us have the fiber at our fingertips. Many of us love bran muffins, but we are so afraid to need to poop. You know, I worked as a marketing secretary for this one company, and the bathroom was, basically the office was really small, and the bathroom opened up into the office. Well, whenever somebody took a dump, right, and they came out of the bathroom, because there were no windows in that bathroom, it would stink up the whole office. So nobody really wanted to poop if they didn't have to, because the whole office would then smell it or then know. And even the guys, I know people think, well, it's just a girl thing. Girls don't want to go to the bathroom, guys too. And so I'm very aware of the whole bathroom behavior in offices. And many of us, we just don't want to poop during the day. That's another reason why we're obese. That's another reason why we have the problems that we have, because we are afraid of just eating what we need to and then letting business take care of ourselves. And we have trouble timing our poops when we get home. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this headline caught my eye: is the internet ruining your life? I would say no, I love the internet, but I gotta tell you, I am so much less productive than I could be because of it. They say for every hour spent online, we spend 16 fewer minutes working. We sleep less, we spend less time with our family and friends. I could believe that. I definitely believe it. Research conducted by the Technology Policy Institute in Washington has found that every hour spent online equates to, on average, 16 fewer minutes working. We lose 7 minutes sleeping for each hour spent online. We spend 17 minutes less outside in the real world and miss out, I guess, on 18 days seeing friends. All right, so some of you go, well, wait a second, I'm more social because of being online. Well, yeah, we are more social, but are we touching people? Are we looking at their facial expressions? Are we having a conversation? I mean, typing in a very quiet world, you know, one thing I'm getting from patients is they're lonely. It's a complaint that's been happening over the past 5-6 years where they're not so much depressed, but they're lonely. Now, luckily for those of us that aren't, you know, out there on the dating scene or out there having a bunch of friends, we have a place to go to have friends and to get that social satisfaction that we need. But it still isn't enough. Okay? When you sit in front of a computer, it's quiet. You sometimes need to hear the conversation. Now, many of you will have the TV on in the background. I do. Anytime I go online, I have the TV on in the background. I just need to double do. I need to time manage. You know, I need to catch up on some X Factor and The Voice and all that. Breaking Bad. Well, Breaking Bad, it was hard. I had to just watch. I couldn't have Breaking Bad in the background because I would miss something and tell my husband to rewind it. He got so sick of that. So for Breaking Bad, he made me, you know, knees pointed forward, eyes pointed forward. You watch the screen when Breaking Bad is on. Don't be sitting there screwing around on the computer because otherwise he has to explain everything to me at the end of the hour. So, because he got mad when I kept interrupting him. Wait, what just happened? What did he say? What did Walter do? What? Jesse said what? All right. So, but people are telling me they are more lonely. Okay? I mean, you know, whatever happened to, you know, poker nights? They even say dads do better when they get to have that night out with their friends. Whatever happened to poker night? Whatever happened? Now, a big part of this is the recession and it's free entertainment. Okay? All right. Rather than going out, rather than spending money on happy hour foods or alcohol, rather than going to the movies, rather than spending money on bowling, your internet, I understand you got to pay a monthly fee or whatever for your cable, but your entertainment that night is free. So you could sit there and I know some of you dink around for a good couple hours, and I could tell that because I will post, you know, I will maybe prep for my show or something, and then I will post a couple things. You guys will answer. Sometimes, to be nice, I want to answer back, so I will then go to your site, and I will see that over the past few hours you were posting and doing things. And so, it's you guys are literally on the internet for hours at a time. Now, I'm on the internet for a few hours at night and about an hour in the morning as I prep for my show. So again, I can blame that for working. And then I'm always on the internet throughout the day looking stuff up for patients. Okay? The internet is phenomenal. I couldn't live without it. It's great. Okay? I'm a huge fan. Huge fan of internet. Huge. But, it's a completely different it's a completely different world we live in right now. Now what about less time working? What about being distracted? Absolutely. Okay? You know, I notice I spend less time even doing my hair. Personal care. Less time doing my hair because I need to still go through my whole array of things I have to do online. You know how you make certain posts or you have certain blogs or you have certain things that message boards. I have this whole little ritual where I have to check every single thing I've ever posted, right? To make, not every single thing I ever posted, but you know, on all those sites to make sure nobody thinks I'm, blowing them off. And I do that. It's just one of those things. So do I think it's ruining our lives? No. Do I think we have a much different society now and some bad could come of this? Absolutely. You know, and I urge you guys to please get out of the house and see people. You need to be around other people. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This was a very interesting map created by Doghouse Diaries. And it shows certain stereotypes of our country, okay? And the map is based on certain statistics that were gathered across the internet from sources including the World Bank and Guinness World Records. So they actually on these maps will label certain countries based on what they could be famous for. So, for example, they have Canada famous for maple syrup and asteroid impacts. Okay? They have, for Spain, cocaine use. Algeria, I guess, leads the way in middle Paleolithic flake tool techniques. Who knew? New Zealand seemed to be the best at sheep farming and rugby. Okay? Netherlands appears to have the tallest people on average. U.S. appears to eat the most hot dogs, have the most Nobel laureates, and I guess the United States ranks the highest in getting killed by lawnmowers. People in Chile are best at staying married. People in Chad appear to be the most efficient and not wasting electricity. Costa Rica leads the way in happiness. People in Ireland appear to have the best quality of life. The UK leads the world in fascist movements. Really? Huh. Let me see what else we got here. Cameroon appears to have the deadliest lakes in the world. Brazil was the best at the FIFA World Cup titles. Let me see. All right, so interesting stuff. That's our map, okay? Hot dogs and getting killed by lawnmowers. Is that what people think? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Something about Las Vegas and having love children. Apparently one of the Jersey Shore crew, cast member Paulie D, I guess, says he's a proud parent of a baby girl. He conceived during a fling in Las Vegas. I live in Las Vegas. It's fairly romantic. You got all the lights. It's very exciting. Okay? Personally, if I was going to have a fling, I'd probably rather do it in Hawaii. Okay? There's too much to do in Las Vegas. Too much to do. But maybe that's why flings happen. Because you could be done in about 21 seconds and then be able to kind of go back out on the strip and enjoy yourself. But, you know, this concept of love children and it being now a norm, interesting. Again, another interesting face of America. And, you know, many people have had a love child. Arnold Schwarzenegger has a love child. I think Kim Kardashian, is she finally getting married? I thought she was already married. But many people now are having kids out of wedlock. It is now a commonplace. Okay? It used to be, oh my gosh, I got somebody pregnant. Oh no, what do I do? Now it's like, well, that, you know, and maybe they're thinking it's good that you will still have the baby. We don't have people running to get abortions. People will still, give birth to that baby, love the child, provide a home. But for some people, they think it's bad because you don't have a baby coming into a very stable home environment. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. I will discuss that. Don't go away.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself. providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From 3-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So here's the question. What does a child truly need in terms of parenting? As more and more people are having children out of wedlock, and we predict that marriage is going to become a very rare institution later, as less and less people want to get married, and they're finding that it's not financially feasible to get married. They're finding it's not tax-wise, a benefit. They find that they don't really love the person they had a child with. We're going to see less and less people getting married, which is why you're seeing less and less divorce these days, because you have less and less people married to begin with. So, divorce is going down, marriage is going down, but what's going up are love children. Okay? And people who are, these are not love childs. These are people that, kids that, I guess, being born out of wedlock. And I would probably say 90% of the moms I had diagnosed as being pregnant last year were not married. And it didn't faze them. They were happy. They were excited. Them and their boyfriend were excited. It's, society's changing. It's way different than what we were taught it was supposed to be. Now, is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? Now, having a child out of wedlock, to me, I'm very distracted by work and by everything going on with my life. And my having my husband to be there and help raise my kid, to me, was a necessity. Okay? I really needed, and I still do, I need him there. And my kids need him. Okay? I have two boys. They need a father. Now, just because if we weren't married, he would still be a father to them. Okay? And most men, you know, do still try to be fathers to their children. Most moms still try to be moms. But somebody could still check out of the family, whether they're married or not. So how important is the institution of marriage in raising a family? Now, one big concern that we are seeing is the multiple moms and the multiple dads in the picture. We are seeing many children kind of confused by who their loyalties lie to, all right, depending on who they're spending more time with. So, for example, if dad's new girlfriend is playing the role of mom and they don't get to see mom that much because of lack of custody, etc., mom becomes dad's new girlfriend. Likewise, same thing with dad. Dad is mom's new boyfriend. It shouldn't be. In a perfect world, you have equal access to both parents, and both parents have a means to parent you, but it's not happening that way. So what I'm seeing with many children is the lack of parental loyalty, okay? They don't have a genetic bond to some of their caretakers. And if that's the case, then do they need to be there for them in the long haul? Do they need to take care of them? We talked about this one woman in China suing her kids because they aren't taking care of her. She's an old woman. I think she's in her 90s. So she sues her children. And there are states, even in America, where you could be sued if you don't take care of your parents. What if the parent, though, was never around? What if, you know, what makes a parent? Is the parent the one that actually raises you, whether they're your blood relative or not? So even though we may be able to raise the kids and everybody appears to be hunky-dory, we are unraveling the fabric of the nuclear family. And this could be extremely concerning. Like, there was one man out there who had 17 different kids from 17 different women. Okay? How is he, and it's none of our business, I mean, not for us to judge, but how is he sharing the love? Okay? Do kids need to come home and know that the father figure is there? And the father is there to be a protective force and to be a disciplinary force and to be a rock for that kid? Do kids even need that? Or is that a fallacy? Do kids just need the love from one parent? Is one parent enough to make kids feel secure? It actually is. I mean, we found that kids being raised by single parents, single moms, single dads, they do well as long as they're loved, as long as they're fed, as long as they're taken care of, they do well. Yeah, there may be some esoteric studies where some of these kids that come from maybe broken homes, quote-unquote broken homes, although that term's not going to be used anymore because that's going to be the norm, you know, may have certain depression or certain issues with their marriage later, like a child who is a child of divorce may later be divorced, etc. But I think these studies are obsolete because I don't think a lot of these kids are going to get married to begin with, okay? All right, now, me being a little girl, I always knew I was getting married. I'm like, all right, I'll find Prince Charming. We'll ride away on his horse. I'll get married. I'll probably be married Beau Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard. He'll take me off in the General Lee, kick Luke Duke out, and I'll get to go on my merry way, and we'll run over Daisy Duke on the way. That's what I always thought would happen with me. But nowadays, no. Kids are looking for partners, life partners. And it's a much different scenario. I just diagnosed another teenager with a pregnancy, and she was a little shocked. Mom was a little shocked, but she's had a boyfriend for 5 years. They're going to make this work. She's not going to choose abortion. It's her decision, her choice, and good for her. I mean, I'm there for support. And she, I am rarely diagnosing pregnancy in married people. Right? But then again, I'm rarely seeing married people now. It's very interesting. It's a fascinating face to America. Now, you know, is it also because marriage costs so damn much? Is it because you as an individual seem to benefit more from state funds? We were looking at food stamps and how food stamp, the amount of money through the SNAP program is supposed to be going down by January 1. Now, per person in the family, you actually made more money than if you were treated as a family. Now, I'm not saying they look to see if you're married or not, but it was very interesting that you would actually make better if you got your own as a single person. You got your own benefits as opposed to a max of, I think it was like $295 or $265 a month. That's supposed to be dropped by $36 on average by November 1. But if we're finding that you benefit more as a single, you know, we noticed with taxes, when Obama first got into office about 5 years ago, patients were telling me that this $200,000 mark or this $250,000 mark where he wants to tax you above that, if my patients had divorced, they found that they would be spending less money on taxes because individually they wouldn't be as hurt. And so that's kind of interesting because you would think as a couple, you could pull your money together and live in the same house, et cetera, live in the same apartment. But as a single, you got away with more income before you would get taxed to the higher tax bracket per what the Obama administration was implementing when they got elected. So what are we trying to do here? Do we want people unmarried, untethered? Is this what we want? 1-877-DOC-DALY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Washington, D.C., very interesting, has had a huge baby boom, they say, of white Caucasians. The U.S. Census Bureau show a rise in infants under 5 being born. I'd hope they'd be born under 5 years of age. The number of children between 5 and 13 have also increased, but there was a drop over the age of 14, probably because families would leave the city before high school. Very interesting. Apparently, it's up 39,000 new babies. All right. They also found that the rise among white infants and toddlers was being attributed to new parents in their 30s and early 40s. Demographics are interesting. Don't go away. Go away. This is the end of the show. You all have a great rest of the day. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe and God bless.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.